Belinda Audio Books presents this unabridged recording of The Will of the Tribe, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. Now we come to the present year. Again, a plane chanced to fly over on the 27th of April, and the people aboard saw in the pit what they thought was a body. It was a body, right enough. White man, dead several days. How he had got there, who he was, no one could tell. He was without swag, water bag, any equipment. His clothes were soiled and damaged, and his boots needed repair. Now, you know, of course, that no one gets around in this country without being reported on the radio network. No matter if he's a touring politician or a prospector, a stranger is news, an item of gossip for all the station homesteads to talk about. We're 300 miles from Derby on the west. Wyndham on the north is 200 miles, and it's something like 500 miles from Darwin. Inside those points, there are many homesteads and more Aboriginal tribes, and no one, black or white, ever reported the dead man. The nearer homesteads, Deep Creek and Bow Desert, suggested Bonaparte. People at one or the other could have been concerned with the death of this man. Must have been, agreed the policeman. But these homesteads are both comparatively close, and no stranger could have got to them without being reported as having passed through homesteads beyond them. You can see Deep Creek Homestead. The track down from the Halls Creek to Derby Road through Bow Desert doesn't go beyond. Beyond is desert for 1,000 miles and more, and the people in this desert are 100% wild abos. We haven't been able to track the dead man from any point, let alone identify him. The only theory, and that isn't really a theory, is that he fell from a plane. But he didn't, because nothing is broken bar his skull.